By now, we're all familiar with the various settings of a post-apocalyptic world. Some disease or disaster, either naturally occurring or the product of science gone awry, causes widespread death, often causing the undead to rise up and stalk the still living. In most cases, this means zombies. Trey Edward Schultz uses a version of this familiar trope as the backdrop to his film titled It Comes at Night. Though what Schultz offers up is a twist on the standard dystopian study. It's far more an exploration of what people are capable of doing when they suspect their lives are at stake. Joel Edgerton and Carmen Ejogo play Paul and Sarah, a couple who, along with their son Travis, Kelvin Harrison Jr., have holed up in a large, creaky house set in a remote wooded location. They've boarded up most of the windows, leaving just a sole doorway that is always, always locked at night. They go out only during the day, and they wear gas masks, hoping against hope that they can protect themselves against whatever is killing the world. And the killing is real. This we know from the very first scene, which has Paul and Travis carrying Travis's grandfather, who is obviously seriously ill, out to the woods where Paul burns his body, though not before putting a bullet through the old man's brain. All this has a disturbing effect on Travis, a teenager who is just coming into maturity, physically and emotionally. We see the effects through his dreams, which are as dark as the Bruegel painting on his bedroom wall and the sketches he draws of stark stick figures. So imagine his discomfort when late one night someone comes knocking at the locked door and turns out not to be a monster, but just a man, Will, played by Christopher Abbott, who is looking for a safe place to stash his own wife and young son. After taking some stringent safety measures, Paul invites Will and his family to join the household, and this turns out to be a good idea, at least at first, as the new energy makes everyone think that life is returning almost to normal. The key word there, though, is almost, because in a dystopian world, a sense of mistrust is never completely erased. And when strange things occur, like a simple confused use of words, or more important, a mysteriously unlocked door, paranoia and fear return on steroids. Much of what Schultz does is admirable, from his refusal to offer only the barest of exposition to his camera work, in which he haunts the house's hallways, making it feel near claustrophobic. What's lacking is a larger sense of purpose, and Travis's nightmares and budding sexual needs merely cloud Schultz's intentions even more. It Comes at Night announces the presence of a young new filmmaker with blazing talent for visuals. Next time, though, he needs to hire a better story editor, one who can recognize a good ending. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Dan Webster.